Welcome inside the Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf and Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com getting you ready for your respective fantasy drafts. And Joe, we're going to talk about everybody's favorite topic today, sleepers. And we'll start with, admittedly, a rival, Dallas Cowboys. They've got a backup running back you like.
Yeah, his name's Lance Dunbar, and there's a couple reasons I like Lance Dunbar. Unfortunately, I don't think either one is really good for the Dallas Cowboys.
And you're speaking my language now.
Yeah, exactly. The first and foremost reason is DeMarco Murray is always hurt. Now, DeMarco Murray is a fantasy stud. Last year, in a PPR league, he scored double-digit fantasy points in every game he appeared in. If you might remember, Shady McCoy was the only one to do it in all 16 games. But that's the rub with Murray. He's always injured. And I don't think anybody on that roster, whether it be Joseph Randall or Ryan Williams, is ready to take the number two job from Lance Dunbar. And there's another reason I really like Dunbar. It's the fact that the Cowboys' defense is pretty terrible. And I think they're going to throw a heck of a lot this year. The new play caller, Scott Linehan, comes from the Detroit Lions. And if you remember last year in Detroit, he juggled the running backs, Reggie Bush and Joik Bell, like chainsaws are juggled in a circus. And I think there's going to be both a role for Murray and Dunbar here, even when Murray is healthy. Dunbar is a really speedy guy. He's a good receiver. He's somebody who is actually pretty cheap right now. Way too cheap for a guy who's backing up somebody who is as often injured as Murray is.
As much as I would like to continue talking about how terrible, how putrid, how awful that Cowboys defense is, we'll keep talking about sleepers. And let's go to Tennessee, where they've got a wide receiver with some of the most impressive athleticism that we've seen in the league.
You know, Bo, everybody wants to know who's the next Josh Gordon. And by that, they mean a young receiver who comes out of nowhere and can dominate the NFL. If I knew that, I'd be getting paid more than I am now. I'd probably be in a front office somewhere. But I see some similar traits in Justin Hunter. And a lot of reason Justin Hunter is kind of affordable in drafts right now is the fact that people don't really trust the quarterback situation in Tennessee. But if you remember, Josh Gordon last year kind of did it with nobody in Cleveland. He did it with Brian Hoyer. He did it with Jason Campbell. He did it with Brandon Whedon. And if Jake Locker manages to stay healthy for 12 to 14 games, I don't see a reason why Justin Hunter can't have a really nice year in Tennessee. He's very affordable right now. And while he only caught 18 passes last year, he averaged nearly 20 yards a catch, and he had two 100-yard games in the 3 weeks after Thanksgiving. This guy is a potential superstar talent with a lot working against him, but that just means you can get him in the later rounds. I love him as one of the last receivers on your roster.
I like that we got a subtle dig at the Cowboys with the Brandon Whedon reference there. Our last guy is from the New England Patriots. Rookie running back James White is a player you want to keep an eye on.
Well, when James White was drafted out of the University of Wisconsin, I really liked the fit because he does things that Bill Belichick likes. He was the best pass protector in this entire draft out of the backfield. And as you know these days, that's something that gets running backs benched. And Bill Belichick is a guy who will bench his running backs. If you had Stephen Ridley last year, you know that all too well. Also with Stephen Ridley and Shane Vereen, they're each in the last year of their contracts. So I think Bill Belichick and the Patriots are starting to build for the future here. James White was a fourth-round draft pick. He's not really a high-pedigree guy out of the University of Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, one of their other backs, Melvin Gordon, is probably going to be a much higher-touted prospect coming out this coming year. But as a very good receiver, a very good pass protector, and as a guy who rarely fumbled in college, I think James White's got a shot to get number one snaps in New England as early as this year. You could get him around the 10th, 11th round in a 12-team draft, and I think that's a really good spot for him. Use him as one of those guys to fill out your running back roster, and you might get a nice flex or even a number two running back by the end of the year.
I can't think of any other way to throw shade at the Cowboys here. So instead of that, we will close the segment. That's it for your sleepers. Follow Joe Dolan on Twitter at FG_Dolan. Stay tuned for more Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.